from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Make a habit of it.
The Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Coming up at 7:45 or thereabouts, the news with Courtney, and that includes Florida not like the rest of us, and the case of assault and battery by Ravioli. So we will get to that and other things during the news. I just heard during the break from my personal favorite candidate for Teacher of the Year in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Julia Hill, mm-hmm. my daughter, regular listener of this program, because she has to, and
the brains of the family.
Correct. And at her school in East Boston,
mm-hmm.
they have Yonder pouches.
Love it.
For the kids' cell phones, which the kids keep, they're locked. The kids keep the cell phone with them.
And so, the bag?
In the bag. So should there be an emergency, mm-hmm. then... So Methuen has mm-hmm. banned the use of cell phones because they're addictive and disruptive to learning, and the school system has angered some parents by instituting that policy. And so there's another way, I guess, of doing it.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I love
it. Kids, they have that phone with them if they need it.
And so, let me just be clear, because the Twitch or the text line today is very angry, and I've kind of had it. I'm not saying that people should be able to have their cell phones so they can continue to be on TikTok and social media. I know that there's this narrative out there that I'm just on my phone the entire time and I just love social media so much I can't get enough. Wow. It's actually not the case if right. you actually know me.
Normally when you're on your phone, you're shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not the case. I want these kids to have their cell phones for safety purposes,
right.
not for the other stuff. I think social media is bad for a lot of kids. I don't think kids younger than, 16 should be on any type of social media. I just think that there is a way in which to do this that isn't taking away every single kid's cell phone, because there are some kids who rely on it not for social media.
And I think you make great points. In all of my interactions with the people that came of age during this time of social media and cell phones, cannot look you in the eye, cannot hold a conversation. We need to encourage and maybe even make a necessary component of our education system, young people looking at other people and talking to them as much as possible. I'm serious.
I agree with you.
How many people do you see walking down the street of Southie just right into a pole?
Right.
They're not even...
I don't know. We're getting deep into this, but I don't know that that's the school's responsibility. Like,
no.
where are the parents?
Right. The school is... it's about the safety of the kids in the school. And what happens with...
But you shouldn't have to teach a child
mm-hmm.
how to interact
no.
with other human beings.
No, I don't...
Like, and it's... Curtis is spot on. Like, people don't know how, because they do it all on their phone or online or text. Yeah. They don't know how to interact with other human beings.
But that's the parents' fault, because when you're sitting there at dinner and everybody's on their cell phone, that's on the family.
Do people even have dinner together
right.
anymore?
Like, but that's
sad to see.
But that's the parents'
fault. We used to have to be home for dinner
right.
every single night, and everybody used to have dinner together. And
who had second dinner with you?
Well, I liked Fridays because it was always pizza night, to be honest with you, Curtis.
You feel like doubles?
I feel like you can define families in America in either of two ways. They are either pizza on Friday night or pizza on Sunday night families. That's my...
Oh, is that where you were?
Yes. We were pizza on Friday.
We were Sunday pastas. We were Sunday pastas at somebody's house.
Sunday night, we were Cornish game hens. My mom, Susan Hill, made the Cornish game hens every Sunday night. That was her go-to.
Wow.
Got sick of them after a couple years, but whatever.
And I wish I had a cell phone during some of those Sunday dinners. Because it was maddening.
I like to, during dinner, everybody put their cell phone in the center, pile them on top, so you can't even see when you get a notification.
Well, you see people, like, you go to dinner with somebody, and they're on their phone the entire time.
I hate it.
All right. We got to get to this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Don Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
Time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And where should we begin this morning, Jackson?
We begin with Curtis's guy, Tom Brady, giving some advice for rookie quarterbacks in the NFL.
There used to be college programs. Now there are college teams. You're no longer learning a program. You're learning a playbook. And the program is ultimately, like at Michigan, for me, that was a pro-style program. 5 years, I got to learn how to drop back pass, to read defenses, to read coverages, to be coached. I had to learn from being seventh quarterback on the depth chart to moving up to third to ultimately being a starter. I had to learn all those things in college. That was development. Then I went to New England, and I was developed by Coach Belichick and the offensive staff there. I didn't start my first year. I think it's just a tragedy that we're forcing these rookies to play early. But the reality is the only reason why they are is because we dumbed the game down, which has allowed them to play.
Okay, Wiggy.
Yeah?
Well, Tom Brady calling you out when it comes to Drake May.
Right.
And do you agree? Do you think the game has been dumbed down?
Yeah.
So that rookie quarterbacks can start? Is that a bad thing?
Well, I think the game is just dumbed down in general. You know, I would disagree with him on the sense that it's not just about quarterbacks. I think it's everything. Every position, they're trying to, you know, it's just the guys, for whatever reason, and it starts probably in college, like everything, they don't huddle in college no more. So everything's done from the sideline. So by the time you get to the pros, it's like you're teaching a kid how to walk. You know, because they're not used to doing it. And so, yeah, everything's dumbed down. I agree with him on that. But that's the way the college game is nowadays, because the turnover with coaches are 2-3 years.
One thing that Brady's missing out, though, Greg, is one of the big tenets of Belichick. Do business is being done. And the NFL has dumbed down the offense. They have made it much easier to be successful. All the penalties have been tilted towards supporting scoring. So you just do what everybody's been doing. They're not going to change the way playbooks are now.
Right.
So if you don't, my question to Brady would be, then who would you start in this current NFL?
Right.
Jacoby Brissett or Drake May?
It sounds to me like he might choose to start Jacoby Brissett for this season.
And we'd be like, but, damn, that's a dumb move, Tom.
Well, but again, you know, maybe Elliott Wolf and Gerard Mayo and Robert Kraft, whoever has input, have decided that they want to give Drake May a year to get the NFL, the full NFL quarterback experience under his belt.
And for the people that are trying to extrapolate what Brady said into saying Belichick created him, I would just ask, if Bill could make quarterbacks, why did he only make one?
Well, you only need one. That one he made was pretty good.
Right, but why wouldn't you make another?
Well, not everybody's built like Brady.
Here's a 617 texter who says, Tom Brady is turning into a back-in-my-day guy. Say it ain't so. I hate to see it.
That's why Greg likes him now.
Well, what happens to all of us?
I would ask Tom, what would Drake May get from sitting behind Jacoby Brissett for a year? What would he get out of that?
He gets a year without the intense pressure that being a starting quarterback is. He gets to watch Jacoby Brissett prepare the way an NFL quarterback prepares week to week.
But it's not like you're learning from Brady. You're learning from a backup quarterback that is just like, all right, you're learning from a guy that's been a backup, that's been in the league. The only thing he really learns is, okay, how to be a professional. But is that worth sitting a guy for a year? You can learn. You could still play and still learn how to be a professional from the Jacoby Brissett who's in the meeting room with you every single day.
781 texter on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937, says Wiggy is right. The whole entire game has been dumbed down.
Yeah. So a lot of young guys can play in this era. And because
you come right out of college, you could be, I mean, Mac Jones is a poor example, but basically played his senior year.
Mm-hmm.
And you can come right out of college, and with a dumbed down NFL offense, then you can start as a freshman having 1 year starting experience in college.
Yeah, how many 4-year starters do you see in college?
None.
That come to the NFL? You look at even the best quarterbacks that are, like, we consider.
Trevor Lawrence was there, only 3.
No, well, but I'm saying, like, Joe Burrow wasn't very good until his senior year.
Right. I mean, and the other thing is, I hate to say this, but high school football today is far more intricate in terms of offensive game plans than when Tom Brady played in high school.
Yeah.
You could also make the argument that they've elevated the passing game at an earlier age, so the learning curve isn't as steep as it once was. I mean, outside of the Naval Academy in West Point, how many schools play a wishbone or option offense in college football?
Yeah, you could make
it used to be all over the place.
Yeah, you could make that argument from high school to college, but then when you get to college to the pros, that's when they kind of dumb it down a little bit.
All right, what is next, Jackson?
Well, speaking of dumbed-down offense, Matt Judon talked about why he never got a deal done with the
Patriots.
What
do you mean by speaking of dumbed-down offense?
The Patriots have a dumbed-down offense. I was making a stupid joke, little segue kind of thing. Didn't work. Sorry.
Oh.
Here's Matthew Judon.
Why didn't the deal get done?
I don't know. I feel like we just never sat down and really came to the table as men. So I think that's the biggest point.
Okay, they never sat down. I think he said they never sat down man to man. They were texting. They were never meeting. I mean,
Which is crazy because didn't he have a sit down face to face meeting with Gerard Mayo?
Yes,
didn't that happen?
He did. Mm-hmm.
So
I thought he submitted a whole proposal on what his deal would look like. I don't know. I think Matthew Judon, unfortunately, is expecting that there's going to be a massive hue and outcry from New England fans that he's not here. But I just don't, unfortunately.
Mayo told us what it was.
Yeah.
He wanted a new contract. They didn't want to give him one. That's it. He probably said, here's what I'm looking to get. And they were like, well, okay. But you're playing under what you have.
Speaking of bad contracts, Greg.
I think it's kind of time for him to move on, Matthew Judon.
Yeah, that tweet was kind of douchey.
The heartbroken one?
Yeah, how do you tweet with a broken heart or something?
Yeah. Like,
dude.
All right, what's next?
We finished with baseball. Toronto Blue Jays pitcher Chris Bassitt about all the money that they were going to give to Shohei had he decided to come there.
The one thing I will say about the Blue Jays for this year, we put, I think, $700 million into Shohei Ohtani's basket and didn't get him. That was the reality. And then I think our pivot was we really didn't have a pivot to, like, say, another elite player.
Sounds like excuse making to me, but okay. I mean, there were a lot of teams mm-hmm. that thought they might have a chance when it came to Shohei, and they didn't. And so I don't know if is that a valid excuse for why your team is not performing the way the fans would want it to perform?
No, because there were other players you could have went and gone after. I mean, Juan Soto, you would have had a trade. I think you would have had a trade for him. But, a lot of people try to throw their money at Shohei and. At least you try. That's the way I look at it. If it's real and you really did, and we do it like with the Patriots here, if you're willing to invest in Brandon Ayuk, why not pick up the phone and call Dallas? Why not pick up the phone and call whatever disgruntled wide receiver is out there that you can get?
I mean, Shohei, I think right up to the end, had 2-1 odds that he went to Toronto, Curtis, if I remember correctly.
The most silent big story in the history of American sports. It's unbelievable.
All right, well, that is They Said It. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Coming up, we will get to Courtney in today's news. Also, we were talking a little bit about the Celtics yesterday and about Bezos. And Wiggy was excited about Bezos because of the new stadium. I ended up having a conversation with the mayor of Everett, who cannot, to save his life, get a stadium over there for the Revolution, and told him that I wanted him to call the show. So we're going to chat with him quickly about why there is not a stadium, or the legislature won't get a stadium over there now, coming up before we get to the news. So we'll just do that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!